Mohammed Nuru, San Francisco's public works director, is out on bail after being arrested for fraud and bribery. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Federal authorities say he and a co-conspirator schemed to embezzle public funds and enter fraudulent city contracts. Amidst the scandal, San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney is calling for Nuru's resignation and an independent audit of the Department of Public Works.
Director Nuru's corrupt behavior didn't happen in a vacuum. His approach was fostered and protected by city leaders who turned a blind eye. It is imperative that City Hall send a message that we have zero tolerance for blatant corruption. This is especially infuriating to me as someone who represents a district that has long suffered from filthy streets. Residents in my district have to step out and dodge feces, trash, and needles every single day. This is a terrible, unacceptable public health crisis, and no one should live in those conditions.
There were other corruption allegations against Nuru in the early 2000s, with city employees reporting Nuru had repeatedly misappropriated taxpayer dollars and engaged in political side deals. Nothing came of the whistleblower complaint. Instead, then-Mayor Ed Lee promoted Nuru to Director of Public Works. The new charges by the FBI claim Nuru attempted to win alleged co-conspirator, Nick Bovis, a lease for retail space at the Trans Bay Transit Center, circumventing the traditional process. Bovis is a high-profile San Francisco restaurateur and has also been charged with fraud. The FBI also claims that Nuru was working with an unnamed Chinese developer planning a multi-million dollar project in San Francisco, in exchange for personal gifts, including lavish hotel stays. Nuru pledged to manipulate building and inspection processes for the developer, according to the FBI's investigation. City supervisors are concerned that this corruption goes beyond Nuru and may involve other city employees. Here's Supervisor Dean Preston.
I want to join with Supervisor Haney in emphasizing the need for an independent investigation. We absolutely cannot rely on the executive branch of government in the city and county of San Francisco to investigate itself. That does not work, as shown by the long-standing corruption that is being revealed.
Some San Francisco residents are hopeful that with this investigation of Nuru, a new director may step in to head the department that oversees city construction and maintenance, like street cleaning, bike lanes, and waste disposal. Supervisors like Haney and Gordon Marr say their districts struggle with filthy streets, potholes, lack of bathrooms and facilities, and inadequate services for homeless populations. Supervisor Marr says after an independent audit, the department will work better to serve the public's interests.
The people of San Francisco deserve accountability, transparency, and honesty. Public works must work for the public, but that isn't enough. We need systemic reform. We need big structural change to root out the corruption that has undermined trust in and effectiveness of city government for a generation. Nationally, we're at the start of a long overdue reckoning with public corruption in this country. It's why the 45th president of the United States is the third to be impeached. It's a root of so much rot in our politics and our policy. It's why common sense laws don't get passed, and why every large profit-driven corporation considers millions of dollars spent on lobbying and campaign contributions a good investment.
Nuru and Bovis are both out on $2 million bail and will be back in court next week. Nuru has been placed on paid administrative leave from the city following his arrest charges. For KPFA Pacifica Radio in Berkeley, I'm Nellie Graham.